Proclamation number 8877, dated the October 31st, 1964. Spoiled spiritual knowledge has to be corrected. You humans will not succeed in refuting the pure truth. You can always rely on what you receive through my spirit. For even if the word was mentally transmitted to you, it is and always will remain my word, which you would be unable to hear had you not first shaped yourselves such that my spirit can pour into you. For then your thoughts will be guided by me as well. You will be unable to have wrong thoughts if you hand yourselves over to me first and appeal to me for receiving the truth. However, it is a different situation if a person does not fulfill the prerequisites which allow the working of my spirit within him. In that case, he cannot be certain as to whether he thinks wrongly, as to whether his thoughts are going astray. Thus it is essential for you humans to check first if and to what extent one can speak of spiritual activity, which can be easily established when hitherto unknown knowledge was conveyed to a person, knowledge which reveals to him secrets of creation and explains to him the meaning and purpose of his earthly existence. If, however, this information was gained from books, if a person studies existing spiritual knowledge, if he thus analyzes knowledge, he cannot claim to be filled by my spirit. His thinking can certainly be correct if he acquired the necessary prerequisites, but then the spiritual knowledge, which came to earth through the working of my spirit, will not be changed either. But if such changes have taken place and I correct them myself, then time and again the question has to be asked, who is enlightened by God's Spirit? I don't educate bearers of truth for myself without imparting the pure truth to them. And once I called someone to stand up for the truth, I also gave him the task again to accept knowledge from me and to consider himself a recipient of the pure truth. For I truly know where error has crept in and will always correct a misguided teaching. Yet one thing is certain. My adversary has succeeded in plunging you back into darkness. He has succeeded in deceiving you, who believe to live in truth because you accepted it from one of my devoted servants, and to present his own ideas to you which you now eagerly advocate, and thereby make it difficult for me to bring you the pure truth again. Error will not lead you to the goal, and if you do not wholeheartedly desire the truth, you will not be able to detach yourselves from erroneous thoughts either. Your vision is clouded. It did not remain a matter of the simple spreading of my word through a spiritually awakened servant. So many unenlightened co-workers played a part in it. They willfully added explanations or changed the original text and thereby did not help but harm the work. And due to their free will, I was unable to prevent them from doing so. The simple, clear word which was intended to make people happy lost its value as soon as people started to change the original texts and brought them into line with common linguistic usage. You humans should take the length of time into consideration, and the fact that my adversary's work during the last days always relates to the amendment of my word. Consider that he avails himself of the worldly spirit in order to captivate people. Consider that only the spiritually awakened were able to guard this knowledge, and that protection from above was only guaranteed to these servants, who then would have kept to the truth, but that no such guarantee existed with worldly co-workers, who therefore still had worldly interests and also turned these new revelations into a worldly issue. This is why I always chose people who had withdrawn from the world to whom I could reveal myself, because rising above the world is the fundamental requirement in order to be able to convey my revelations to earth. And they never had to worry about their earthly needs. If a person is so devoted to me that he supports the spreading of these revelations, they will be his last resort as a source of income, because he knows that I take care of him myself. And as long as a vessel of my spirit has this attitude, it will also distribute purest truth. For since it is spiritually awake itself, it will reject every misguided teaching. Yet how long will spiritual knowledge keep pure once it passes through human hands again, which are not as pure and as willing to serve me? Therefore I have to pour my spirit time and again into a clean vessel, so that errors are exposed which I have to correct again. And if I now tell you that even the Book of Books is no longer pure and unadulterated, you can also count on it that new revelations will not keep so pure as that they would not need any correction. And if the error consists of the fact that my perfection is questionable, then my adversary's influence can be clearly recognized, who, in the last days, will make every effort to stifle people's love for me, which alone unites you with me now and forever. Amen.